Among the seven people killed in an avalanche in British Columbia on Monday was American snowboarding champion Craig Kelly. He was 36 years old. A pioneer in the sport, Kelly was something of a legend in the world of snowboarding. He holds seven championship titles. Jake Burton, owner of the Burton Snowboard Company, says Craig Kelly loved snowboarding from the day he got into it.
Back in the day when he first got going, it was probably the early 80s, big part of riding was the whole competition scene, and alpine riding was a big part of it, which was racing down through gates, and then freestyle came along later. But Craig got involved, found out that it was about competition, and went on to become the world champion, which involved alpine riding as well as freestyle riding. But he dominated sort of the entire scene, even though he was riding on more of a freestyle type equipment.
Well, of course, for those of us who haven't been that involved in the world of snowboarding, we certainly saw it come into the forefront during the last Olympics. So it sounds like he was maybe just a little bit ahead of the heyday in terms of the rest of us knowing what it's all about.
Yeah, but his career was very interesting. I mean, he very much paved the way for the Ross Powers and Kelly Clarks of the world, you know, who won gold medals at the last Olympics. Craig, as I said at first, was more of an all-round type, but then Craig made a decision to just focus on freestyle riding, which was just half-pipe riding at the time. And when he first made that move, everybody thought, oh my God, he's crazy to give up the opportunity to win another world title and just focus on freestyle. But sure enough, the sport basically followed him, and that's very much the way the sport went. And he was always a leader. Ultimately, he hung up his competitive boots and decided to just focus on free riding, and the sport even followed him there. He could make a good living just free riding, and everybody was amazed that he took that turn, but sure enough, the industry followed him, and now there's probably 100 riders who followed in his footsteps, and they all owe their careers to Craig.
And free riding is? What do you mean when you're saying?
Well, free riding would be just basically not competing, but being valuable to your sponsors by virtue of getting film exposure in videos and also just photographic exposure, stills in the magazines. And Craig was, his riding was just so far ahead of everybody that wherever he was riding, people would follow. And it didn't have to be in a half pipe. It could be off a big rock or a cliff in the backcountry and in a beautiful environmental setting and be judged by people that would see them in a photograph or a movie.
You know, I read that he had actually taught a course on avalanche safety. Is that right?
Yeah, he was incredibly focused on the whole idea of protecting people in the backcountry, because unlike this incident, the majority of incidents that we hear about are situations where it was human error was involved, which really does not seem to be the case here. Often kids or just inexperienced people would go into the backcountry or put themselves in an incredibly dangerous situation without any clue as to what type of danger they were in, and often they would lose their lives. And I know that that hurt Craig so much to see that, because he inspired so many people to go into the backcountry and brought so much pleasure to those people. But to see that definitely tore him up, and he went around the world. He went to Japan. He went all over trying to educate people on the dangers of avalanches, even in Japan, where there isn't that much awareness on it.
Okay, thanks very much, Jake.
My pleasure.
Jake Burton is the owner of the Burton Snowboard Company in Stowe, Vermont.